This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Let's think for a moment about the concept of a carbon. Here you have a guy, he's mechal o Shabbos b'shogeg, he has to bring a carbon. So we slaughter the carbon, we spill the blood of this cow. What did the cow do wrong? Elsie didn't do anything wrong. The guy did an avera. Why should the cow suffer? Because a man did an avera. Furthermore, how does it purify a person? How does it bring atonement to a person? Because he killed an animal. What does it do for the person? In what way should a person get kapara by having the blood of an animal spilled? Furthermore, the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Nun Hei that nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so a person's table is mechaper for them. What about a person's table grants a person kapara? Says the Yismach Moshe. This is exactly the goal and the purpose of being makar of behemah. It's to make a person focus and to wake a person up and to think, well, wait a second, I'm the one who sinned. And the Torah says to spill the blood of this animal. Why should we spill the blood of that? Why should the animal suffer? Because I sinned. And the only answer to that is, the way the Rivan Shalom set up the world is that lower life forms are meshubad to higher life forms. And an animal being a lower, not as an important form of life, is meshubad for the needs of man. Even though man did not create the animal, man does not feed the animal. Nevertheless, the way the world has been set up, what is a lower life form is meshubad to a higher life form. So a person should then realize, if an animal is meshubad to me, if when I sin, the animal's blood is spilled, because the animal is responsible, the animal is created for my needs to service me, its very life is taken away because it needs to service me, because I'm a higher life force. Kavachomer ben benoishel kavachomer elef alfei pa'amim, ribei ribeis pa'amim, ein keitz. That I then have to realize that I, the lower life form, are meshubid to chikelchai, chalkenu, tsurenu, the melech machi amlachim. My whole life is meshubid to God. And my whole existence is to do avodas Hashem. And I should offer my entire soul and very being to the creator of the universe. If the mere cow is meshubid to me, then what is my responsibility to the Ribbono Shel Olam? This type of thought that comes from being makar of a carbon is the koyach hakapara and the tshuva of the carbon, realizing that we should be totally subjugated to the will of the creator of the universe. And this is the type of thought that one should have when they're sitting at their table, eating a piece of meat, thinking, what right do I have to kill an animal to eat meat? Other than the fact that the animal, which is a lower life force, is meshubit to me because I'm an Adam, I have a soul. What then is my responsibility to my Creator, to my Maker, to my Yoitzer, to my Boire? And that will be Ma'oirer and grant a person the understanding of their great hishtabdus and subjugation to the Master of the Universe. And this is the kapara that a person achieves today at their very own table, without hakravas karbanos. Merely achilas basar should ingrain within us. If we have the right to eat basar, if this is the animal's hishtabdus to us, then what is our responsibility to the Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is the incredible insight of the Yismach Moshe. Wishing everyone a terrific day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.